The Apostle Paul writes, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." When we moved here almost 1 year ago, we received the gift of a beautiful plant. The plant is indigenous to South Asia and has been tenderly cared for in Annapolis for quite a few years. The botanical name of the plant is Moraya kunogiae. I call her Moraya for short. Moraya has been a fixture in our house since I literally and figuratively have a brown thumb. I was only permitted to keep a social distance from Moraya. She has been gingerly nursed and cared for by Joel. Under Joel's green thumb, Moraya seemed to flourish until she didn't. In this COVID-19 age, we are consistently reminded that all organisms are susceptible to viruses and bugs. While human beings are suffering through COVID-19, our dear Moraya caught a bug. This bug accelerated a treacherous loss of leaves and created a sticky residue in and around her habitat, the pot. Given that Moraya is a part of the family, I thought that I would send her off in a manner befitting a plant in our household. As I was about to start the botanical last rites, glaring at me with eyes of decisiveness and hopefulness, Joel told me to hold on. She said that while the plant may have a bug, she had faith that the roots were fine. And if the roots were fine, then the plant will grow if given more care and a better environment. Today, I want to reflect on the roots are fine. The roots are fine. In our gospel today, Jesus is at the beach. He tells the crowd a parable about seeds. According to the parable, some seeds fell on the path and were eaten by birds. Others fell on rocky ground and did not have much soil. And because they did not have roots, the resulting plants withered away. A few seeds fell among thorns and were choked by them. The possibilities of life were gone. And a lucky remnant fell on good soil and flourished with sustainable grain. Jesus gives us an interpretation of this parable, comparing the seeds that fell on good soil with those who hear the word of God and understand it, thereby bearing good fruit. One interpretation of Jesus' words lends itself to affirming that while the seeds represent individuals, the church is the gardener called to faithfully sow seeds. The seeds that resulted in a sustainable way were able to flourish because they were able to develop roots in good soil. The gardener's job is to cultivate soil to make it so that it is primed to be a habitat for growth. Tilling for alluvial soil is hard work. As individuals, the foundation of our Christian life is our rootedness in Jesus Christ. Being rooted in Christ allows us to tap into his ever-flowing and living water. Roots enable us to anchor in the goodness and promises of God in the soil of the world. At the same time, the church has a responsibility to create the environment where seeds can flourish. In the book of Genesis, humans are called to till and cultivate the soil. What I am suggesting is that our call as the church is to participate in the creative process of God by sowing seeds and cultivating the earth in order to grow fruits of Christian living and virtue. We are called to radically engage in the transformation of society by receiving energy from the Sun of Righteousness, drinking from the living waters of baptism in the Holy Spirit, by tilling the earth so that the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, and faith all abound. Our role as gardeners or stewards of the earth can only be accomplished by patiently tilling and toiling, working in the dirt, getting rid of weeds, purging thorns that choke, and curing plants and trees of bugs. I learned this lesson with Moriah. Once Moriah's roots were washed, her soil cared for and repotted, she has begun to bear healthy leaves. Despite the bug that infected Moriah, what drove Joelle is a knowledge that the roots were good and faith in the ability of this plant to bear good fruit. What drives each and every one of us as the master's gardeners on the earth is the knowledge of God's dream for the world, that despite the pandemic and bugs of hatred and division that tear at the very heart of our beautiful world, our roots are good. In her text entitled "Toward a Global Idea of Race," Denise Ferreira da Silva suggests that the Christian narrative has been entangled with the weeds of macro and microaggressions against people of color. While we know that Christianity began as a reform movement within Judaism in West Asia and spread outward, we must begin to recognize, as the Christian plant began to grow, in many instances, it became entwined, choked, with power and privilege. When it became entwined with such power and privilege, the true nature of the Christian tree, the tree of eternal life, the true nature of Christian love, care, and ability to break down racial, gender, and class barriers, this tree began to be asphyxiated. In other words, the church has to tend its roots in this environment and do a lot of weeding. Our role today is to examine ourselves and evaluate whether we have been complicit with structures that perpetuate micro and macro aggressions against others. If upon such examination we have identified such complicity, recognizing that our roots are anchored in Jesus as Lord, we are called to weed out the invading demonic thorns of hatred and bias by repotting ourselves so to bring forth the fruit of the Holy Spirit to give life to this world. As the Christian tree was being planted, remember that our master gardener, Jesus, anchored the church with roots that broke down barriers of race, class, and gender with the aspiration to bear fruits in fulfilling God's ultimate vision for the world. God's dream for the world is a vision of a restored Garden of Eden, where God will wipe every tear, death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more. This dream, God's dream, is a garden habitat where all are recognized as children of the one living God, thereby breaking every barrier and isms that the world throws at us. Beloved, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, I invite you to set your minds on the Spirit, for it is in bearing the fruits of Christian virtue that we can offer to this world the way of authentic life and peace. Won't you join me in doing a little gardening? Shall we weed out the hatred that has grown into the depths of our world and prevent God's garden from flourishing? Shall we wash our roots in the water of baptism and replant so that we can bear the fruit of God's Spirit in this world that so desperately needs some hope? Won't you join me? Let us pray. O Lord, grant that we may know and understand what things we ought to do, and also have grace and power to faithfully accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.